निर्भरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राध कुंज बिहारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राध माधवा कुंज विहारी जय राध माधवा कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी जय 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 राध माधवा कुंज विहारी जय कुंज बिहारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहार हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai, Jai Jagannatha, Jai Jagannatha, Baladeva, Jai Subhadra, He Jagannatha. Jai Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Shri Radhe, Hey Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Shri Radhe, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Gurudeva, Jai Gurudeva, Gurudeva, Jai Gurudeva, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Prabhakacharya Asusha Shishimad Aisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Kodi Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vindi Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kund Radha Kund Giri Vardhan Ki Jai Brajbhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Maya Purnab Divdham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Granth Rash Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Yugdharam Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurul Miltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swayam Padantikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yadapadakamlam Sri Gurum Svaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahaguna Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvaitam Bhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagna Lalita Shri Vishakambitam Sha Vanchakalptaru Bhaisya Kripa Sindhu Eva Cha Patitanam Pavne Veo Vaishnaveo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadamyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gortu Sinama तप्ते कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सादि गौर भक्तवृंद। एवरीवन टुगेदर, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी आर स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम केंटो 6 चैप्टर 19 स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 19 and I think we'll finish on text 25. There's no purpose in any of those. So we're going to recite text 19 and 20 together. Vishnur Vartaham Idham Vibharanam Na Pihanyat Kathanchana Vip प्रण स्त्रियो विरावतवती श्रग गंदा आली मंदा नहीं हर्षत आहार आहार भक्ता देवम नियानाम अस्तिता उद्वाश्या देवं सेव दामनि तन निवेदितं अग्रात अध्या आत्मा विशुद्धि अर्थं सर्वा कामा सम्राधे। विष्णुवर्तम इदं विर्वन् नावीनायत कथाञ्चन विप्राणो श्रियो विरावती श्रग्ग्रन्थावलिमन्दनै अर्षेदाहाराहार भक्तायः देवं नियानामानं अस्तिता उधावस्यः देवं सेवदामनि तन निवेदितम् अग्रतः अध्या आत्मा विशुद्धि अर्थम् सर्वा कामा समर्दये। विष्णुवर्तम इदं विब्रहन् नाभिहन्यत कथाञ्चन विप्रं स्त्रियो विरावती श्रगगन्धावाली मन्दानहि अर्षद आहार आहार भक्ताय देवं नियामाम अस्तित उद्वाश्यः देवं सवद्यामनि तन निवेदितम् अग्रहत अद्य आत्मा विशुद्धि अर्थम् सर्व कामा समन्दते दये। Vishnu Vartam Idam Vipran Navidanta Kadanchanam Viprahastiyo Viravati Sragandavali Mandanai Arched Ahar Ahar Bhaktaya Devam Niyamam Astita Udhavasya Devam Savadhamani Tannaniveditam Agrata Adhyat Atma Vishuddhat Artham Sarva Kama Samriddhaye. Matajis, one person? Vishnu Vartam Idam Vrittam Nabihanta Katam Sana Vitro Vishiyo Viravati Sarga Gandavali Mandanai Arshad Ahar Ahar Bhaktaya Devam Niyam Arstita Vishasa Devam Sarvadamini Tanniveditam Agrata Arshad Atma Vishuddhi Artham Sarva Kama Samirdate Vishnu, O Lord Vishnu, Vartaham, Vau, Idam, this, Bibhirat, executing, Na, not, Bibhanat, should break, Kathanchana, for any reason, Bipran, the Brahmans, Striyo, women, Viravati, who have their husband and sons, Shrak, with garlands, Ganda, sandalwood, Bali, offering of food, Mandanai, with ornaments, Archet, one should worship, Aha, Aha, daily, Bhaktaya, with devotion, Devam, Lord Vishnu, Niyamam, the regulative principles, Astita, falling, Udvasya, placing, Devam, the Lord, save, in His own, sorry. Dhamani, resting place, Tat, to Him, Niveditam, what was offered, Agrahat, after dividing first among the others. Adyat, one should eat Atma Visuddhi Artham for purification, for self-purification. Sarva Kama, all desires, Samandaye, for fulfilling. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Jai. One should accept this Vishnu Varta, which is a vow in devotional service, and should not deviate from its execution to engage in anything else. By offering the remnants of prasad, flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, and ornaments, one should daily worship the Brahmins and worship women who peacefully live with their husbands and children. Every day, the wife must continue following the regulative principles to worship Lord Vishnu with great devotion. Therefore, Lord Vishnu should be laid in his bed, and then one should take prasad. In this way, husband and wife will be purified and will have all their desires fulfilled. So we're going to read the next few verses, and then we'll go to the translation together. I'm going to read it. So this is text 21. एतेन पूजा विहीना मानस सदैव दशा हयानम निद्वर्थो परात्मेत सद्वी करते करती के कच्चरा हानि अशोभूते वा उपास्पर्श्यः कृष्णम् अभाया चरा पुरास्वत्वत् पूयः स्त्रीनः जुहूयाच चारुनः सह सर्पी सह पाकयज्ञा विधानेन द्वादा सहिवूहूतिः पति असीना शीरा सदायः द्विजहि प्रीति समीर्तिः प्राणायामः शिरा शिरसः भक्तयः भुञ्जादिति तदनुञ्जनः अर्चायम् अग्रहात् कृत्वा वग्यथा सः बन्धुनि दद्यत् पत्नी चरोनशेषम् सुप्रहाजस्तहं सौभाग्यहम् एतद् चरितद् विभुवत् वर्तम् विभुः अभीप सीतारितम् लभते पुंसम् इह स्त्री चैतः अस्तयः लभेता सौभाग्यहम् श्रियं प्रजं जीवापतिं यशो गृहा. So these were the few verses, and I'm going to read the Hare Krishna. I'm going to read the translation. For text 21, the chaste wife must perform such devotional service continually for 1 year. After 1 year passes, she should fast on the full moon day in the month of Kartik. I'll comment as we go along. So here we are doing a Pumsavana Vrat. Just an overview of what basically has happened is that because Diti's sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, were killed, so she blamed Indradev for their death. And the mother gets affected by the children being killed. So she wanted to take revenge, and the revenge was to get Indra killed. So what she did was, she wanted a son who could kill Indra. And the way to get that was, she saved her husband very nicely. And the husband was pleased and gave her a boon. So, in a way, it's a deceitful, you know. You're trying to get something. And this is our nature, you know. We come to the Lord all the time, we want something, we save nicely, or we save other people nicely so that we can get something benefit. At work, people, you know, do the same thing. They are nice with the bosses so they can get a promotion, you know. So this nature is in us. And Diti is doing the same thing. She saved her husband very nicely. The husband gave her a boon. And she said, I want a son that can kill Indra. Then Kashyap Muni realized that he has been in a way tricked, you know. And he was cheated, you know. So he said, okay, she tricked me, so I'll try to trick her as well. So what she said, the best thing to do is that I don't want Indra to be killed, so let me make her do something that she can get purified and this desire for revenge could be taken away. And this is when he actually asked her to do this vrat. This vrat started in Kartik. So Kartik is another very special time. And if you want to do this, that's when you start. So you start in Kartik, and it goes for 1 year. And later on you'll see, or we have already seen, that you have to do yagna. So probably this happened in the Dwapar Yug, somewhere around that time. Satyug, they used to do meditation. So if they were doing yagna, probably somewhere around there. So this is a different age as well altogether, from what I can understand.
She also warned. Kashyapu also warned her, if you don't do it properly,
yeah, yeah, I'm.
Then it will go opposite.
I am coming to that. So this is what he had advised her. You have to do this for 1 year. And this is certain rules and things like that. I forgot the word. There was a particular word that has two meanings. One meaning means that you'll have a son that will kill him. And the second meaning is that he'll be also become your follower. Right? So there's double meaning. Sanskrit words has many meanings and how you actually take it. And he put it in a very... The vows were pretty strict that you cannot, for example, you cannot go to sleep. You know, after eating, you have to wash your hand, wash your mouth, wash your feet. You cannot sleep during the morning time, afternoon time. You only can eat once. So he made it pretty difficult for her. And while she was doing this, this is the beauty about it. This is devotional service. This is Vishnu Vrat. It is not just like any other verse. The idea is to, when you do devotional service, then your heart gets purified. All our material desires, all those things that we have in our heart gets cleared. And all our desires, you know. So her desire was to take revenge. And as she was doing this breath, all it got cleared. Now Indra knew this, what was happening. She knew that there was somebody trying to be born to kill him, you know. In the position of Indra is that once you become Indra, because that's one position where you have the highest amount of sense gratification. And you don't want to leave that post. So he was very careful that, okay, before this child comes and is born, you know, I'll kill him. So if you really look at this, the mentality is not much different from Kamsa. Kamsa did the same thing. He killed all the people, you know, all the children of Devaki who might have killed him. So here Indra is doing the same thing. In the material world, sense gratification is so much that you don't want to lose your position. And so what Indra did was he started saving his auntie, right? Indra is Aditi's son, am I right? Yes, so Diti is the other sister. So he started saving her very nicely. And she became very pleased with him. And the idea was, see, Indra is also trying to cheat, you know. He's trying to find a loophole where she breaks a vow and then she could kill the children. Go enter the womb and kill the baby. So after a long time, this vrat was being taken. Diti got tired and basically slept in one of the vows. So what Indra did was entered the womb of Diti. And see, he killed the baby. He slit the baby into 9 pieces. So as soon as he cut them into 9 pieces, all of them took... They become individual persons. So instead of now one, Indra had a problem of 9 children. Then he again cut each of them into 9. 9 or 7? 7, right? So he cut again, first was 7, then he cut each of them into 7. And how many were those now? 49. And all of them, then Indra said, okay, if I keep doing that, there'll be more and more, you know. So he stopped there. And then when he came out, Diti was sleeping. So when she woke up, she saw that there was Indra was there with 49 of his children. And they were called Murut, right? Marus. So, and Diti by that time, she was purified because she has been doing this Vishnu Vrat for so long. And she was very happy to see that they were with Indra. So this is the power of devotional service. If you do devotional service, then all your impurities goes away. All these tendencies to actually take revenge, you know, and all these things goes away. You also understand that whatever is happening by the mercy of the Lord. So whatever happens in our life, the lesson that we learn from this is that there's a bigger plan going on. There's a much, much bigger plan going on. We don't understand everything. Krishna is in charge of everything, you know. Who comes at what time? Now, if you really look at it, if you go back, you know, who is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Who are they? You know, they are Jaya and Vijay. They are from the spiritual world. Now, why did they take birth here, you know? They are in the spiritual world. Why did they come to here? And one of the reasons is that Lord Narayan also has the desire to fight. But everybody in Vaikuntha Lok knows that Lord Narayan is God. So nobody would fight with him. You know, because there's so much respect there, there's awe and reverence there. So what he has to do, come to this material world. But then if he comes here, then you have to find somebody who can be really worthy of to challenge to. And who are the best? The doorkeepers. They are the strongest of the people because they are the guards there. So it all just happened, you know, the four Kumaras went, caged them. Right. So if you understand all those things, you see there's a much, much bigger picture there. And then because of that, you know, Avatar appeared, you know, incarnation of Vara appeared, and Lord Narasimhadev appeared. Right. So now we are worshipping Lord Narasimhadev. So if you really look at it, going back, how far it goes, how much plan is there in all these things, you know. So there's a much, much bigger picture than what we see on top. So here, the same thing is happening. Somebody has a desire. So the lesson to learn from this, if you have something material, something like this in your heart, don't act on it. Leave it for a while, do devotional service, purify yourself, and the chances are that will disappear. When Ravana was about to be killed, when he was lying down, Lord Ramchandra sent Lakshman. He said, Ravana is a big pandit. He is very knowledgeable. Go and take some instruction from him. So Lakshman went to Ravana and asked, you know, you are about to leave. Give me some instruction. And one of the instruction he gave, which is very popular, you know what that is? If you have something bad to do, hold on to it. The chances are you might not do it. Does that make sense? If you have to do something bad, which is not good, you know, you understand that, you want to take revenge or something, somebody gonna get it, hold on to it. Hold on to it for as long as you can. But if you have something good to do, do it immediately. Because tomorrow the opportunity might not appear. Yeah. So this is the instruction that Ravana gave. So same thing, we should learn this. Here what Kashyapuni is doing, prolonging it for an year and trying to actually give a process to Diti so that during that period her mind gets changed. So this is the power of devotional service. Now to understand this, how do we understand this? This breath is very difficult. You know, for somebody of that caliber couldn't do it, what are our chances of doing it? So Srila Prabhupada has very merciful given us a same kind of breath. Breath for this Kali Yuga. And what is that? Every day chant your 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles. You know, fast on Ekadasis and other festivals and, you know, listen to a little bit of philosophy, do a lot of chanting, singing and chanting, dancing, and enjoy prasadam, you know. That is the best part, you know. He made it very simple for us. This is our breath. And that's the minimum you can do, you know. If you do that in the association of devotees, then at the end of the day, it will be told later on that you're going to go back to Godhead. Right? You will be purified. And we should not doubt this. You know, the problem is that when we doubt it, it does not have effect. When we have complete faith in this, when the scripture says that when you chant the name of Krishna once, all your sins are destroyed, then how many times are we chanting every day? You know, one of the 10 offenses is not to have complete faith in the Vedic scriptures, right? So if the scripture is saying that, you should believe that. Krishna's name is so powerful. We say it, Krishna. Say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Somebody sent recently, you might have read it, you know, there was a person in South India or somewhere, and he left his body. And they were just about to cremate him. So he was on the, what do you call?
Fire.
Yeah. And they were just about to put the fire, and then he got up. And everybody scared. I said, this guy is haunted or something, you know. But he said, no, don't worry. I've come back. It wasn't my time. And immediately, where did he go? He said, where is the nearest ISKCON temple? And he said, give me a Bhagavad Gita. He said, later on he said, you know, give me Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. He said, when I was there, and the Yamdutas took me, when they were bringing me, they told me, he said, if you don't want us to come and take you again, you go to ISKCON, get Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita and read that. So even the Yamdutas are preaching, you know, that's what Jayapataka Maharaj was saying. This was recited by Jayapataka Maharaj, you know. He said, even the Yamdutas are preaching, you know, if we don't want to come and take you, please read Prabhupada's book, you know, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, and follow Prabhupada's instruction. Now we are already doing this. So we also should be pretty confident the Yamdutas won't come to take us, you know. The scripture says that, you know, by chanting, you know, Ajamil chanted Narayan. He wasn't even calling Narayan. Whom was he calling?
His son.
And even then he got liberated. Not immediately, but he saw what happened. And then after that he left everything, you know, he went to Badrika Ashram, you know, whatever little time he had, you know. So our time, we don't know how much time we have got, you know. If the body is starting causing trouble, if you start using sunglasses and things like that, these are all indications that, okay, the time is finishing now. I'm talking about you, the mother. Okay, the next verse. On the morning of the next day, one should wash oneself, and after worshipping Lord Krishna as before, one should cook as one cooks for festival, as stated in the Griha Sutras. Sweet rice should be cooked with ghee, and with this preparation, the husband should offer oblation to the fire 12 times. So that's why I said a yagna is being done. So it was in that time, you know, when Lord Ramchandra appeared here. Now, interesting side, he said sweet rice should be cooked with ghee, you know. So for those cooks, you know, there is something you have to learn, you know. So if you guys don't complain that it is very rich, you know, this is mentioned in the scriptures, you know, so we should follow the scripture because we are cooking for the Lord, we should please them, eh? Yeah. So, and Srila Prabhupada in the translation, he says, worshipping Lord Krishna. You know, this is the potency of, you know, even when you read Krishna's name, how potency is this, you know. I don't know whether you listened to my class the other day, I was giving, somebody sent this, you know. They said, you chant 1,000 times, that equivalent to one name of Lord Ramchandra, right? Rama, right. And then you chant 3 times Rama, is one Krishna. So you say Krishna is 3,000 times Vishnu, right? In Maha Mantra, is how many times we chant Krishna's name?
4 times.
4 times. 4 times 3 is 12. That's 12,000, right? 12,000 Vishnu name. And 4 times we chant Ram, which is 4,000. So what is the total? 16,000. This Maha Mantra, without considering the Hare, which is probably more powerful than Krishna's name. Radha's name is more powerful than Krishna's name. Equivalent to 16,000 chanting Vishnu's name. How long will it take to chant 16 times Vishnu's name? Now everyone together chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You know, this is how potent this name is. All the names are not same. There are 2 kinds of names. They're called Aishwarya names and Madhurya names. Aishwarya names is like Narayan, Dwarkanath, because we understand, but Krishna's name in Vrindavan are Madhurya name, and this Madhurya names is much, much more powerful. So even Krishna's name, the Lord's name, have different potencies, just to understand. So this is Prabhupada, this is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. Next, therefore, he should satisfy the Brahmins. When the satisfied Brahmins bestow the blessings, he should devoutly offer them respectful obeisances with his head, and with their permission he should take prasad. So, the next thing is very important is saving the Brahmins. So if you want to please Krishna, it's not only pleasing Vishnu. Equally important is to please the Brahmins, because they are the ones who give, you know, blessings. Now you can see that in Vrindavan, when Krishna was there, every time they used to worship Brahmins. Anything happens, Yashoda Maya asks all the Brahmins, come and chant the mantras and things like that. Now Krishna taught us to worship three personalities. Who were they? Cows, Brahmins and? Come on. Huh? Govardhan, yes. So when he was saying, he said, instead of worshipping Lord Indra, we should worship cows, Brahmins and Giriraj. Right? So that's what where our focus should be. We are followers of Krishna, that's what we should do. So worshipping Krishna, worshipping the Brahmins. So how, what is the significance of Brahmins? All devotees are above Brahmins. So Vaishnava's position is above the position of Brahmins. So Brahmins are the ones who understand the Vedas. Right? Now all of you understand the Vedas? You say yes, so what do you understand the Vedas? What is the understanding of the Vedas? Right. So that's the essence of the verse. If you understood that, then you understood the whole verse. How everything comes to this point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are his marginal energy, and we are supposed to save him with love and devotion. If you have understood these three things, then you have understood the Vedas. Now you have to put that into practice. Understand? And when you start offering something, you know, what is the difference between a normal food and prasadam?
Lord Krishna puts his saliva in bhoga.
Yeah. Don't tell a new devotee, they might not eat it, you know. But what basically is, the difference is that one is in connection with Krishna, the other one isn't. Understand? So wherever Krishna is, there is no Maya. Wherever Krishna is, everything becomes spiritual. So whatever we use in Krishna's service becomes spiritual. So when we serve food to Krishna, because Krishna accepts it, it becomes spiritual. And to understand it is prasadam and is honor it in that respect is more powerful than just accepting prasadam. Understand that? So if we give prasadam to somebody at work there or wherever and they don't understand, so they take it. It becomes sukirti. It becomes good fortune. The good fortune is that one day they'll come into association of devotees. That is their good fortune. But as for us, we know it is Krishna prasadam. Then it becomes a devotional service. So there's a difference in there. Otherwise, if you really look at it, everything is Krishna's prasadam, right? Isn't that right? Everything is Krishna's. The air we breathe is Krishna's mercy. It's Krishna's prasadam. So if we understand this, then we can understand that everything is Krishna prasadam. Once Srila Prabhupada was with some devotees and they didn't have a facility to actually offer. Or somebody was asking Prabhupada, when you are doing book distribution, we don't have an opportunity to offer. Prabhupada said, you should have this understanding that everything is Krishna's prasadam. And you should respect it that way. But at the same time, don't tell everybody, then people are going to stop offering, you know. So this is, but what I'm saying is that you have to understand that if you accept it, if with that knowledge that it is Krishna's, it is Krishna's mercy, then it becomes prasadam. And then that way, if you really want to take Krishna's mercy, Krishna Prasadam. And if we have this understanding that the ability to breathe and the air we breathe is Krishna's Prasad, then every moment we are taking Krishna Prasad. It's just the knowledge. Then the whole conception changes. Does that make sense? Okay. So it is very important to satisfy the Brahmins. Now Krishna accepts when we do yajna, right? The fire is the mouth of Vishnu, right? And how else Krishna or Vishnu accepts prasadam? One is by doing yajna. The other one is? Feeding the Brahmanas. So you, when you feed the Brahmanas, it's non-different from feeding Vishnu. And feeding the devotees, Krishna even accepts it much more because they are much, much dear to him. Understand this? So, any opportunity, especially in this age, you know, when I joined the movement, I'm a very analytical person, you know. And I was thinking, you know, when you read how much sins we have created, you know, being Fiji, you know, we were not vegetarians and things like that because the environment wasn't like that. And I was thinking, I've committed so many sins. Now, how do you get rid of it? And then the next thing was, okay, how do we get out of this material world so that we can finish this thing and go back to Godhead, you know. So I'm always looking for shortcuts, you know, or I usually said, walk smarter than walking harder. So I was reading, you know, I was trying to find out, I asked somebody, what is the best way to make progress, you know, progress really fast. And he said, to please the devotees. Worshipping the devotees is said to be higher than worshipping Krishna directly. So I said, okay, now how do you please the devotees? And one of the best way to please the devotees is by feeding them, you know, giving them prasadam. And that is one of the reasons why I end up in the kitchen, you know. And I thought, okay, the best way to is, if they become pleased, you know, then Krishna becomes pleased, you know. And you see, you know, when there's a good feast, you know, there's something nice, you know, people come, you know, and they say, Prabhu's prasadam was so nice, you know. And then it's a sign that, okay, Krishna has accepted it, the devotees have accepted it. Most of the time, everybody else cook, but I get the credit, you know. So that is the good thing of being in charge, you know. Yes, Prabhu.
It's also said that if you take the dust of the disrespected non-devotees, they drop into the ocean. Dust from the feet of the non-devotees.
It is said that in Jagannath Puri, how do you make advancement? What is one thing so great? Jagannath Prasadam, right? In Mayapur, Sankirtan. And in Vrindavan?
Dust.
And why is that dust potent? Because it's the dust of the all the devotees. Now, I told this, those who listen, somebody asked me a question the other day, you know, and I'll briefly, the tilak we put, what is it? Gopi Chandan. What is it? The dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. So this is how potent it is. See, this is how easy Prabhupada had made it for us. Without even realizing it, we are making so much advancement. We are putting the dust of the devotees on our forehead every day, on 12 parts of the body. And not any devotees, the best of the devotees. So everybody, you know, should put, or put tilak every day on their body. How many of you do that every day? Whether you walk or you don't walk. How many of you don't? So you only put when you come to the temple. Am I right? Okay. Now make form of a habit. Take a shower, put tilak on. If you're going to walk, you know, you can put it on other parts of the body and just put it with water on there. So it's not visible if you don't want to see it. But do it. Now, we have all Kanti Mala, right? And they said, if anybody is wearing Kanti Mala, if Yamdutas comes and sees you, what's going to happen? They don't touch you, right? And I have had this, okay, I'll come back to the story in a minute. But this Kanti Mala can be broken at any time. Suppose you are involved in an accident or you go to the hospital, the first thing they do is remove this. But if you have tilak on your body, it cannot go away. Understand what I'm saying? It takes few minutes, it takes 1 or 2 minutes, but it protects you. It protects you from going to hell, you know. Or protects you from taking another bath. If the Yamdutas don't come, then the Vishnu Dutas is going to come, you know. Or you take bath again into a devotee family so you can finish whatever you have done. So it's very important. My wife's brother, he was in hospital, right? He used to love prasadam. And he was in the hospital last few days, you know. And he was really scared, you know. You could see on his face, you know, he was seeing things. They usually say that before the Yamdutas come, somebody else comes. Who comes before them? Huh? Before the Yamdutas, who comes? The dogs. Did you know that? They send their dogs. The dogs are the ones. You know, all these dogs, the search dogs, it came from there. So they come and find out who is the person. So they are the few days, okay, here, and then the Yamdutas come to take the body away. Right? There was a devotee, her daughter came, and the father was about to leave a body, and he wasn't a devotee. And she could see them. Mother couldn't see it, nobody else, but the little girl could see it. And say, what are those dogs doing over the body? And then mother would go, hold his hand and chant, and he'll become calm. As soon as he'll go away, he gets scared. You know, and then the father said, please come and sit with me and just chant, hold my hand and chant, you know. So my brother-in-law, he was like that. So his wife knew we were devotees, and she called us. So I said, okay, go to the Hare Krishna temple, get some jal, get kanti mala, and put it on him, get tilak and do that. So she got some devotee to come, they put it. And he said he became very peaceful after that. No fear, nothing. And he left his body in a very peaceful way. So these things are not something simple. This is why putting, you know, the dust of the devotees on your forehead, marking your body, is very important, because then it becomes the temple. Isn't that right? We chant the name of Krishna on different parts of the body. We put tulsi. You know, how powerful is tulsi? Krishna would not accept any food unless you got tulsi there. And if you put tulsi there, doesn't matter how bad it is, Krishna will accept it. That's how powerful it is. Now, so it's very important. Verse 24, before taking his meal, the husband must first seat the acharya comfortably, and along with his relatives and friends should control his speech and offer prasad to the guru. Then the wife should eat the remnants of the oblation of sweet rice cooked in ghee, cooked with ghee. Eating the remnants ensures a learned, devoted son and all good fortune. So this is what she wants. She wants a son. So what it basically says, that we should save the spiritual master. So in this breath, he said, worship Lord Vishnu, worship the Brahmins, and worship Guru. Isn't that right? These three things are coming in there. So it is very important that we, and then the next thing is, then you have to have a spiritual master. So those who are not initiated, that is the next step. Because the spiritual master is the link between us to Krishna. And if you want to go somewhere else, you need a captain. He is the captain. He is the one who is going to guide us there. So it is very, very important to accept a spiritual master. If this vow or ritualistic ceremony is observed according to description of Shastra, even in this life, a man will be able to achieve all the benedictions he desires from the Lord. A wife who performs this ritualistic ceremony will surely receive good fortune, opulence, sons, long living husband, a good reputation, and a good home. So, I don't know whether you know Mahavishnu. He was a Gujarati spiritual master from Gujarat, right? But he used to live in England, I think. Yeah. He used to tell this story, you know, little bit of attachment. Little bit of attachment. How much problem it creates. So he used to tell this pastime, you know, or a story of a Brahman. Brahman was very saintly. He was living in a small ashram. And every day, what would he do is, do his puja and everything, do his meditation and everything. And he had two pairs of clothes. So he had two dhoti, two chadar, and two kupins. Right? Everyone knows what kupin is, right? Okay. So, slowly while he was living there, in this ashram, there was a rat, a mouse. And while he was doing his meditation, he noticed that the mouse was trying to take the kupin away, you know. And now he's doing meditation with half mind here and half on, you know, on the mouse. And it started creating problems, so he couldn't do his meditation properly, you know. And then somebody came, he said, you know, I've got a problem, you know, this mouse is creating so much problem, I can't do my meditation properly. And he said, oh, there's a simple solution to it, you know. What is the solution for a mouse? Get a cat. He said, okay, get a cat. So he got the cat, the problem of mouse disappeared. Now the cat, you know, the mouse is gone, the cat is disturbing him, you know, and now she wants food, and he says, oh, I got another problem now, how do I look after the cat now? So I get a cow. We milk the cow, you know, give the milk to the cow, to the cat will be happy, you know. And then, you know, now he has the cow, he has the cat, you know, milks the cow every morning, so that takes time. He has to look after the cow, and he says, man, it's taking too much of my time away. It's taking my time away from my sadhana. And he says, oh, easy, you know, get a wife. So the wife will look after the cow, and then, you know, when you get the wife, she wants the house, the children, and the whole thing happen one after another, you know. So the nature of the woman, they want opulence, you know, they want, you know, good reputation, good home, you know, prosperity and things like that, you know. I remember when I was a student, and it so happened that we were about to move into the house, you know, an apartment that we were renting. Last minute it got cancelled, you know. Now we have given notice, we have packed our stuff, we are ready to go, but there's nowhere to go. So we looked around, there's only one apartment available, right? One room. You know the size of a double bed? That was the whole size of the room. And the kitchen was part of it. So there was a self, and that was all, and there was a bathroom and toilet, that was it. And there's three of us. And we lived in there for 3 months, you know. And it was so tight that if you move, one person moves, then the other person has to move, you know, like that, you know. You know, and Fiji is hot, like 30, 32 degrees, you know. But it was all right. We didn't mind, you know. And as soon as you get married, you have to get a house, then a bigger house, and then the bigger house, the better car, and like that. So it all entangles in that way. So we have to keep our life as simple as possible, you know. As much as possible, you know. Because the more you have, the more attachment you have to have all these things. And the more attachment you have to all these things, then it's more difficult to give it up. Isn't that right? So keep your life as much as simple as possible, and then that way you'll... Right, so if somebody does this, so Srila Prabhupada says in purport, so this is the first purport we get. In Bengal, even today, if a woman lives for a long time with a husband, she is considered very fortunate. Right? So that is one thing, you know. Mostly we see now, especially in Fiji, I've seen that most of the men leave their body much, much earlier, and the women live much, much longer. I don't know, is the same case in... And women live for 80 years, men live for 60 years, you know. And I was thinking, why? I think because women, you know, take all their stress and pass it to the husband, and the husband has no one to speak to, you know, so all the stress probably kills him, you know. That was my own... So, a woman is very fortunate if he has a husband who lives so much, much longer. A woman generally desires good husband, good children, good home, prosperity, opulence, and so on. As recommended in this verse, a woman will receive all these desirable benedictions, and a man also be able to receive all benediction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, by performing this particular type of birth, a man and a woman in Krishna consciousness will be happy in this material world, and because of being Krishna consciousness, they will be promoted to the spiritual world. Now, This is a ritualistic ceremony if you really look at it, right? But it is because it has been dovetailed with Krishna Bhakti, devotional service. The end result is that you go back to the spiritual world. So the lesson to learn from this is that whatever we are doing, put Krishna in the center. Get Krishna in there. And then the end result will be that we don't have to come back in this material world and continue living for long. Okay. So we'll finish here. Any comments, any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Thank you very, very much for such a nice class, discourse, and explanation. And thanks to Devansh Prabhu who brought me today. Devansh Prabhu brought me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu, for allowing us to have association of such a nice...
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Now, first of all, my question is, why it's called Punswan ritualistic ceremony? And the meaning of Punswan. Puns means human, isn't it? Puns. Public. Punswan.
Don't know.
Right. My next question would be, before I give the microphone to her, how to increase attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna? Because you have got such a good knowledge, such nice explanations. How to increase our love for the lotus feet of Krishna so that we are attracted to Him, we are just, we forget about everything in the material world and just think of Him all the time. Thank you very much.
So, Mataji can add more on to this. The question is that how can we increase our attachment to Krishna more? Lotus feet of Krishna.
Yes, there is actually a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam in 9th canto where Prabhupada says, this answers this question, how to become attached to Krishna.
Yeah.
And this is from verse in Bhagavad Gita, the first verse in chapter 7, that maya sakta mana parta yoga nyunjam marashaya, that you have to do deity worship, you have to chant and the holy name, and you have to preach, and you have to hear the Bhagavatam and the scriptures, these four things, 4-point program. And then you will become attached to Krishna, these four things he gives in the purport. Yeah.
Thank you. So, just the way I see it, you know, just adding to what Mataji is saying, you know, if you want something, you go to a person who has that. So if you want attachment, if you want love of Krishna, you go to somebody who has it. And whatever Mataji was saying, if you have association of devotees who are more advanced, who already have them, and you save them nicely, then they also give that to you. So we are very fortunate that we have Srila Prabhupada by saving him. And this is one of the reasons why this movement has so many nice devotees. People are making progress so quickly. You know, if you look at the backgrounds of some of the people, I'm thinking about myself, you know. One of my god brothers said, you know, the way you eat, you know, if you were and drink, you know, if you're not a devotee, you would have died by now, you know. You would have had a heart attack. This is what he said. So Prabhupada has given us this, you know, by association of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given us, read Prabhupada's book. And what Mataji said was very important, that what a lot of people don't do is preach. Because when you preach, you have to understand it first. And then, you know, because, you know, just like this, I had to prepare a class. You have to understand each point. You know, I was in bed last night. I was reading through the whole thing when I woke up at like 2 in the morning. And I was going through, okay, what points I should be actually thinking about it, you know. So the more you contemplate on a point, that knowledge becomes realized knowledge. The gyan becomes vigyan. And then more you realize this, the more you understand this, more you understand that Krishna is everything. We are nothing. We are just about to save Him. then, you know, when you start chanting, everything becomes more important. Then when you read Prabhupada's book more, you read Srimad Bhagavatam more, and the same point, you start doing it in a much, you know, with much more determination and much more conviction.
Thank you very much. Actually, this is a fact. A, B, C, D. First thing, association. Second is reading of Prabhupada books. C is chanting of the holy name. And D is worship.
Yeah.
And of course, number E is prasadam.
Yeah.
And all the paraphernalia. So you both, you and especially my mentor, Keshava Prabhu, has given us such a nice description of the whole Vedic philosophy. And all glories to Tamalakrishna Goswami.
Yeah.
Now, what Narayani Mataji was saying, one more verse is there in Bhagavad Gita, 9.22. Satatam kirtiyanto maam ye jana paripaste tesham nit bhyukta naam yog shemam vayamaham. So Krishna gives such a guarantee, no insurance company can give such a guarantee, that I'll take care of whatever you possess and whatever you are lacking, I'll put in.
Yeah.
And this is not for one life, for millions and trillions of lives. So we all have to take shelter of the holy name of Lord Krishna, Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Nitai Gaura Haribol, and Radha Vallabha Ki Jai. Thank you, Sajjan Swami. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anybody has any other comments, questions? Mataji,
Mataji.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. My question was that we see that... Thanks. My question was that we... even the grihasthas, they go back home, back to Godhead. Or, you know, they get to the higher levels like bhava and prema. And they also have like... I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. We all have relationships, but how can we be attached and not be attached, like in the sense that we should not have any attachments, but we have relationships, so there's some natural attachment. So like if you could elaborate a little bit more on like more specific, like attachment we should not have.
You should not have attachment to things that is not related to Krishna. Right? So, if you can put Krishna in center of everything, then your attachment even to, just like if a family is devotees, then you have attachment for them, it's all right. You have attachment for Srila Prabhupada, that is all right. Attachment for our gurus, that's all right. So what we have to do is we have to understand whoever the family members, if you have real... we are all devotees of Krishna. We are just, it's just covered for a period of time. Eventually you all go back to Godhead. So just like, you know, somebody is awake, somebody is sleeping. Those who are awake are, or some are waking up, you know, in the morning. So our situation is like that, we are trying to wake up. The devotees who are pure are already awake. And those who are, you know, are sleeping. But the person who is sleeping doesn't mean that he's not a person. So if you understand that everybody is a devotee of Krishna and you try to save them in that way. So it's just our mindset. And then you can have attachment. Now you can have attachment to anything. Right? I was listening to Maharaj, I forgot his name. And he was explaining, when he said, when you worship the verse, I think, verse 17 or something, it explains that you worship Lakshmi and Narayan together, right? In the heart, when we worship the Super Soul, we mostly think it's only Vishnu there, but the mark on the chest is Lakshmi is there. And when we have that, we just worship Vishnu, it's different, but when we worship with Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi opulence comes in, right? And then you have all the opulence. But the idea is that when you have this opulence, we should use it in Krishna's service. So again, it's just the mindset. Everything you see, try to relate in Krishna. For example, this garland, right? It's just a garland. But if you really look at it, you know, I was listening to Bhaktipuddha Pun Maharaj and he was explaining anything. This garland has a few qualities. What are the qualities in there? One, it has a beautiful smell, right? And it looks beautiful. So if you really look at it, everything this material world has two things. It's energy of Krishna. So this is also energy of Krishna. So he was explaining is that Radharani or the energy of Krishna takes the form, just like this mattress, right? This is soft. We like this softness in there. So the quality of Krishna, that is softness, is the quality of Krishna. But the actual mattress is the form, is the energy of the Lord. So if you really look at it, you can see Krishna and his energy everywhere. And if you see like that, then, you know, if you really look at it, the other person, how do you respect the other person was your question, right? Then if you see that in every body there is a super soul. When they say when you actually pay dandavats, you know, you're paying dandavats to the Vishnu form in there, the super soul in there. So if you start looking like that, then there is no chance of not being attached to anything that is not related to Krishna directly. Mataji, you want to add anything to that? Thik? Any other comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Jaisajin Swami. Since we have 7 minutes, I'd like to say that I hear a lot of lectures from Navyogin Maharaj from Jammu in India. He sings very nice aarti, and one of the aarti is Hey Girdhar, Teri Aarti Gaon. So if you give me a couple of minutes, we all can sing that aarti together. हे गिरिधर तेरी आरती गाऊं
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 मुंह पे तेरे the hairs on the crown of the Krishna.
More punk
tere sir par sohe.
More punk tere sir par sohe.
Pyari bansi mera man mohe.
Pyari bansi tera man hoye.
दिव्य छवि के दर्शन पाऊं
दिव्य छवि के दर्शन पाऊं
हे गिरिधर तेरी आरती गाऊं
हे गिरिधर तेरी आरती गाऊं
चरणों से निकली गंगा प्यारी
चरणों से निकली गंगा प्यारी
जिसने तारी दुनिया सारी
जिसने तारी दुनिया सारी
उन चरणन में शीश झुकाऊं
उन चरणन में शीश झुकाऊं
हे गिरिधर तेरी आरती गाऊं
हे गिरिधर तेरी आरती गाऊं
संग सोहे वृषभानु दुलारी ललिता विशाखा सखियां प्यारी
ललिता विशाखा सखियां प्यारी
दिव्य छवि के दर्शन पाऊं
दिव्य छवि के दर्शन पाऊं
हे गिरिधर तेरी आरती गाऊं
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 व्यास आदि सब आप साथ हो
व्यास आदि सब पास
जब जब जन्म के सब सब दास हो वृंदावन की दर्शन पाऊं,
वृंदावन की दर्शन पाऊं,
हे गिरिधर तेरी आरती गाऊं,
हे गिरिधर तेरी आरती गाऊं।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण
कृष्ण
हरे राम हरे राम राम
राम। ओके विल फिनिश हियर। ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्री गौर निताय की जय। श्री राधा बल्लभ की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल गौर टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज पंचकल्पतरुभयश्च कृपा सिंधु एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वै